Heroic Stories, restoring faith in humanity, one story at a time.
Beyond Customer Service by B. Leanne Springer, Arkansas, USA. I had a plethora of items to buy that were needed for our farm the next day. This shopping trip couldn't be put off for another time. My four-month-old grandson was with me, as I am his caretaker. It was pouring down rain that day in April 2001, a true April showers day. I went to a construction warehouse store in Sherwood, Arkansas. As usual, with rain, I got a sick headache. My grandson was crying loudly and fussing, and I was about to cry more than my grandson. Then, around the corner came Mrs. Connie Atkinson. "May I help you with something?" She sensed I didn't feel well and was trying to juggle my list with a four-month-old infant. She looked at my long shopping list with lumber, nails, cement mix, smoke alarms, and many other building supplies. Although she was from a different work area, she took the list from my hand saying, "Sit down on that bench. I'll be back soon." This kind woman went to every area of the store and collected all the supplies needed. She actually cut 2x4 lumber. Then she pushed the flatbed cart to the checkout where I paid for everything. She told me to drive up to the loading area. Although it was still raining nonstop, she loaded all the supplies on my truck, enlisting the help of loading dock men to help with the heavy items. I nearly cried again from her kind and generous deeds towards me, a total stranger. I asked, "Where did you get such good work ethics and your ability to cut lumber?" She smiled. "Oh, I was raised with brothers and my dad had a shop." This petite woman had just finished a long shopping list for me. This is not a common thing for an employee to do in today's fast-paced and uncaring world. Most employees in such a store just tell you where certain items are located, and it's self-help all the way. I asked, "Where did you get your kindness?" She simply said, "You have a nice day, feel better, and try not to do too much at one time." A few days later, I sent a letter of appreciation to the store manager commending Connie. Weeks later, I stopped at the same store, this time with a short list, no rain, and no sick headache. I wanted to say hello to Connie, but it was her day off. I mentioned her to the cashier. The cashier said, "Oh, you're the lady who wrote that nice letter about Connie." I'm sure that Connie has helped so many people along the way that she's probably forgotten me. However, I will always remember how her kindness touched me and made the world a better place in which to live. My next shopping list includes, "We need more Connies in the world."
Visit heroicstories.org to read and leave a comment on today's story. Do you have a story to tell? Visit heroicstories.org/submit to review our story submission guidelines. Visit heroicstories.org/podcast for podcast and email subscription information, links to the Heroic Stories Facebook page, and information on sharing today's story. That's heroicstories.org/podcast.